Dad, we're gonna have something. We're gonna have something, Dad.
Aha! Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat, this is not a game.
Welcome to the This Is Not a Game radio show, a show dedicated to informing you about the dangers of illegal bushmeat while highlighting the impact of poaching and the benefit of wildlife to Zambia. Remember, illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by up to 7 years imprisonment. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
Welcome. My name is Mina, and today's episode, we're talking to Miriam Nasilele, an awareness officer at Wildlife Crime Prevention, one of the organizations behind this campaign. We'll be discussing the This Is Not a Game campaign and the dangers of illegal bushmeat. We have a great lineup of interesting segments ahead, so let's get started with the interview. Miriam, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mina. Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
So let's get right into it, Miriam. Why a campaign on bushmeat and why should people care about it?
Growing up, I used to consume bushmeat prepared by my mother, and this bushmeat was mainly sourced from family and friends. It went without asking where this bushmeat actually came from. The increase in the population currently has led to a high demand of this bushmeat, and most of the bushmeat that is being consumed is illegal, and people do not know exactly where it's coming from. People do not know exactly how it's processed, packaged, and transported to the consumer, and hence a campaign to raise or to inform the general public about the dangers of consuming illegally sourced bushmeat. People should care for many reasons. Bushmeat is not prepared to any health and safety standards. It is often butchered in the bush, around dirt, using dirty instruments, and then transported to buyers in unhygienic ways. With emerging diseases, it's now very important that we are very aware of what we are eating and that it doesn't compromise our health.
And besides diseases, are there any other reasons you think people should stay away from illegal bushmeat?
Yes, there are actually a lot of reasons why people should stay away from the illegal bushmeat. If you are buying illegal bushmeat, you are simply fueling the illegal bushmeat trade, and this keeps on sustaining the illegal bushmeat trade. Another thing is that the illegal traders are not to be trusted. Just not too long ago, a man from Kabwe was arrested for selling dog meat as bushmeat. So you see already that you do not know exactly what you are consuming with the illegal bushmeat, because poachers tell you anything and it goes by that. You have no way of proving it. Further to this, the law is very clear in the Wildlife Act. If you are found, even as a consumer, if you are found in possession of illegal bushmeat, it will still be considered an offense.
Thank you so much for that, Miriam. And of what benefit does wildlife bring to the Zambian economy?
For a while now, Zambia has been well known for its amazing wildlife species that cannot be found anywhere else in the world. Species, just to highlight a few species such as the black lechwe and the kafue lechwe. And also aside from that, we have annual events that take place, like the largest mammal migration that takes place in the Kasanka National Park. For this and many other reasons, these things bring people from all parts of the world just to come and witness the rare moments and the experiences that Zambia has to offer in terms of tourism. Another thing that wildlife does to our economy is that it provides for employment for the local communities who work as game scouts and some work as safari guides.
Okay, for now, Miriam, let's go on a break, and after that, we find out how we can be part of the campaign.
You can't put a price on life. Illegal bushmeat may be easy to obtain, but you can pay the ultimate price with a prison sentence or worse still, illness or fatality. Look for the Trusted Buffalo, our symbol of trusted quality Zambian game meat. Buy legal. This is not a game. Visit www.thisisnotagame.info for a full list of retailers near you. This message was brought to you in the interest of public safety by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife.
So say no to illegal bushmeat and report illegal bushmeat. So Miriam, how do people then have access to the campaign? How can they be part of the campaign?
To be a part of our campaign, you can visit our social media platforms. This is Instagram and Facebook by searching This Is Not a Game, and you'll be able to see our logo of a buffalo, and that's our page. Please like and share. I strongly advise the public that they stay away from illegal bushmeat by saying no to illegal bushmeat. And if they suspect any suspicious activities or illegal activities happening in that area, or they know someone who's selling illegal bushmeat, they should report to the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. They can find the offices in Chilanga, or rather go onto their Facebook page, just search for Department of National Parks and Wildlife and report your problem or the case right there.
Okay, and I think the most interesting question now is, where can I find legal game meat suppliers?
Great. On all our social media platforms, that is Facebook, Instagram, we do have a list of suppliers that are dotted around the country that we have partnered with who are trading in legal game meat. And so it's very easy to actually buy your legal game meat. Their numbers are there and all their details.
Okay, great. And that's all we had for you today. Miriam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Maina. It was a pleasure to be on this show.
Listeners, stay tuned for interesting facts, takeaways, and great news stories lined up.
Did you know that anyone found in illegal possession of bushmeat can be jailed up to 7 years? According to Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015, the illegal possession of bushmeat is an offense punishable by a fine not less than 90,000 kwacha or up to 7 years of imprisonment.
Hello everybody, my name is Sharon from Kwanza Premium Butchery. Our butchery is along Alekinkato Road, opposite Persian Carpets or Medi Hope Clinic. And in our butchery, you'll find black wild beast, the red hearted beast, buffalo, zebra, impala, just to name a few. And we stock fresh game meat. The prices range from the 500 grams at 75 kwacha, the processed meats, that's your sausages and the meats, from 120 kwacha, and the meat cuts from 155 kwacha. We believe that consumers should buy legal game meat from us just basically for the sense of security, to avoid being caught on the other side of the law just because you wanted to buy a larger quantity of game meat at a cheaper price rather than going to a registered retailer. So we advise that people should just rather go to a store, a legal store, and buy game meat from there. Thank you so much.
Hi, Auntie. How are you? I hope you enjoyed the matebeto yesterday.
It was great. Yeah, but all of us are down today. Upset stomachs, vomiting, and feeling weak.
Well, that's why I'm calling, Auntie. Even us, we are the same. I think it was that bushmeat stew that Wanapiri was boasting about.
Yes, even I thought so. This is not her best.
Buying and serving illegal game meat is a real risk for you and your family. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.
The subordinate court in Mumbwa has sentenced 5 poachers to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor after they pled guilty to illegal possession of 88 kgs of bushmeat poached from the Blue Lagoon National Park in Kafue District. On January 10, 2022, officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife apprehended 5 suspects who were found with 88 kgs of fresh Kafue Lechwe meat and 2 shotguns inside the Blue Lagoon National Park. The Kafue Lechwe is endemic to Zambia, meaning it cannot be found anywhere else in the world. As such, Kafue Lechwe attract many tourists to visit the national parks they occur in. However, targeted poaching of this species for bushmeat has reduced its population to an alarming rate. The government must put in place policies that benefit the local people in the tourism sector, or else they will continue complaining of being left out, New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka said. As reported by the Zambian Daily Nation newspaper, Ms. Kateka was reacting to sentiments by Thera Constituency Member of Parliament, who insisted that the Proposed mining in the Lower Zambezi National Park would benefit local people through job creation, stating that local people are not benefiting from tourism. Ms. Kateka sympathized with the people of Luangwa District, but insisted that mining activities in the national park would not be the best option. She commended those who were opposing the undertaking in the interest of protecting the environment and wildlife as a way of promoting tourism. Thank you for listening in. We were speaking to Wildlife Crime Prevention's Awareness Officer, Miriam Nasilele, on the This Is Not a Game campaign. And our takeaways from today's interview are that we must say no to illegal bushmeat and report any suspicious illegal bushmeat activities to the Department of National Parks and Wildlife for further action. We also learned that consumption of illegal bushmeat could result in contracting diseases.
Get interactive and be sure to tune in next time for another interactive and exciting episode. Find us on Facebook and Insta at This Is Not a Game and visit our website www.thisisnotagame.info.
Is this a drug deal going down? No, it's a man asking to buy some illegal bushmeat. But in fact, in many ways, it's just like a drug deal. Because like selling illegal drugs, the buying and selling of illegal bushmeat is a crime too. Illegal possession of bushmeat carries a sentence of up to 7 years in prison under the Zambia Wildlife Act No. 14 of 2015. This message is brought to you by the Department of National Parks and Wildlife. Be sure and be legal. Illegal bushmeat. This is not a game.